That's it. Work him in there. Yeah, just take it slow. Nice. All right. Good job. That's it. Okay, leave the water there a little bit. Yo. All right. Nice one. Hold your pole there and take it off. All right, just kind of easy. There he goes.
Let's go.
I do, we do, you do. This is a great model for discipleship, isn't it? It's simply showing someone how to follow Christ, modeling it for them, working together to accomplish the mission of God, and then allowing them to step up and do the work on our own. You know, as I taught my nephew how to use the open bale, he watched me. Then I let him take hold of the pole, and together we cast it out. Then as he got the hang of it, he was on his own. You know, it was the same when he got into the kayak for the first time. In the beginning, you know, he was a little bit nervous, kind of hard to figure out that paddle. But after watching us and how we paddle, he was able to go out and do it on his own. He got better throughout the day. You know, it didn't mean there weren't a few snags along the way, but together, by instruction with him, we worked through them. Jesus commanded us to not only be his disciples, his followers, but to also make disciples. You know, let's commit to seeking out that person Christ would have us disciple and get started. Where do you begin? Well, let's use this simple model of I do it, we do it, and then you do it. Whether we are talking about learning to share our faith or testimony with someone or serving in the church, this model will give us a great start in our discipleship making. You know, if you'd like to learn more about discipleship or more videos you can share with others to encourage them in their faith, go to lifeword.org or follow us on social media. Now, I'm going to get back here to see if I can catch some more fish before this thunderstorm moves in, so I'll see you next time in the great outdoors. I think I'm hung up. Either that's a very big fish, or I'm hung up. Yep, I'm hung up. I'm going in.